So these films done in the 49-51 era, did they have royalties in? Were they paid out to you?
Not to me. That's not to those under contract. Right. And I did make a movie with Sam Goldwyn. The movie was I Want You, as a matter of fact. That was his movie. And it was made at Goldwyn Studios.
Did you feel his presence around?
And oh, had dinner with him first night. Had to go to his house and have dinner. And it was beautiful and so much fun. And he was married to a woman by the name of Frances Farmer, an old movie actress. And she determined what our wardrobe would be like. She was with us every day. The only thing was we had to bring most of our own clothes, except dresses that were important in a scene, and wear our own shoes and all that, which I didn't like. I mean, at Universal, they supplied everything you ever put on. And then if you had to have an appearance, for example, if you had to go to Ciro's for an evening of some big happening, Tony Curtis was assigned to take you, so he was all in tuxes and everything, dressed, and we would go down and get an old dress Olivia de Havilland had worn, or, you know, just some wonderful actress's gown that they had in the stockroom. And you had a wonderful time. They'd give you beautiful jewelry to wear, and, you know, you look like $1 million, and you had to give it all back the next morning. Bummer. But you'd make an appearance. It was fun.
There were magazines dealing with Hollywood and stars then, weren't there?
Right.
And so I recall you made it on the cover of Life magazine.
I did. But the funniest one, I was given an assignment to go out to a person's home and buy her swimming pool, wear a bathing suit, and have a bathing suit shot there. What I mean is a photograph. So I went out. It was freezing cold. I was in a two-piece bathing suit, and I was stretched out by the pool and all that. And finally, this woman said, "Why don't you guys come in? I'll fix you a cup of hot tea." So we ran up to the house, and guess who it was? Jane Russell. I said, "If you use that bathing shot of me, I'll kill you." I thought, well, she should be down here in the bathing suit.
So it was at her home.
It was at her home.
Her swimming pool.
Right.
And by that time, she had become...
Oh, wow. You know, she had become the curvaceous wonder of the world. Howard Hughes had put her in all kinds of things, you know, and she had done The Outlaw, and that was her big movie. And
was she older than you?
Oh, yeah, she was. She was married to a football player, somebody at the time. I think she divorced him several years later, but she was very sweet and became a great Christian.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She knew, I guess, Dr. James Kennedy down in Coral Springs in Florida. Yeah, she really did. She was an interesting woman.
Mm-hmm. So then you used her pool and had tea with Jane Russell.
Right.
And she went on. They had a Jane Russell line of swimming pools, didn't they?
I think probably they did, as I recall. That's true. It's a long time ago, but she was really cute to us. I thought, why am I, what am I? flat chest here doing bathing suit.
Yeah, but you were Peggy Dow and you were...
Terrible.
Star. So you did that shoot for magazines, and were people trying to get your autograph, I suppose, back in those days?
Oh, that was so fun. Oh, yeah. And you'd decide how you were going to sign things, you know, you were going to scribble it across or really write it out or whatever. It was so fun.